Christ! I googled Smartians and the blasted nostalgia nearly knocked me out of my chair. I totally had those figures, but I sure don't remember where they came from. At Demon Tomato Dave, at Chris McFeely. Well, now you know where they came from. It's whatever we said it is in the episode, sending in 20p in tokens or lids or whatever it is. Fucking lids, God! We never even brought up the fact that this was when Smarties were in tubes with plastic lids as more evidence of how things were different back then. Wait, what the fuck? What are they in now? Cardboard hexagons? Correct. Excuse me? No! I actually can't think about Smarties without feeling guilty because when my grandfather died when I was 5, my mom let me have a tube of them at the funeral service and I still feel impossibly gauche when I remember it. Abandoning the tube design helps a little. What's guilty about that? Unless he died because he left a tube on the floor in front of him. You can't eat Smarties quietly, can you? Upending the tube into your hand and or mouth. Wee hard shells constantly clacking in an echoey room while someone's up there trying to do a eulogy. True, but it's probably less noisy than whatever the 5-year-old would have been doing without their face stuffed full of chocolate, isn't it? It's my mom's fault for allowing me to be gauche at her dad's funeral, and no one has ever mentioned it to me now or at the time, but I'm still certain it was morally wrong for me to eat Smarties at that funeral, and I suspect my mom secretly hates me for it. You can eat these Smarties quietly, Chris, and they're delicious! First of all, quietly? With that crinkly wrapping? I very much think not. Okay, that is very fair. You would need some kind of delivery system. Oh man, what if Pez dispensers, but for American Smarties? I feel the need to say because of the nature of my childhood that at this funeral I was eating the quiet British Smarties. Oh, I assumed. Wait, those are the American Smarties I've heard getting dunked on? Those are called fizzes here, and they're flippin' lovely. I might actually have to record a retraction in the next episode, remind me. Now hold on here. It has been my understanding that while the same functional thing as fizzards, and love hearts, refreshes, etc., i.e. crumbly tablet sweets, that American Smarties are not actually fizzy, and thus more comparable to the vilest of the vile Parma Violets. I was going to say that I would not personally describe these as fizzy. However, to compare Smarties to love hearts is the basest slander. I'm not convinced that anyone has ever actually eaten love hearts. Love hearts break apart reluctantly, with an unpleasant, almost squeaky texture. Smarties turn into powder at the merest encouragement from a tooth. Now, see, here is where I have always thought there is a difference between our love hearts and US love hearts. Because again, our love hearts are fizzy and good. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're different things as well. Ours are so good, they're just a tablet of compacted sherbet. I can only read us love hearts in the voice of a plaintive Yorkshireman. But look, I'm still in. As long as they are not Parma Violet flavor. There can be other flavors, but yeah, that flavor had better be nice. Flavored chalk is a bad genre of sweet, Dave. Get stuffed. Are you including fizzes, pez, love hearts, and the bodacious babes of lollies, double lollies, in this sweeping wrongization? Look, Smarties are outstanding. The white ones have always been my favorite. In the same way that blue Smarties were Chris's least favorite, and are they actually different flavors? They're all the same here, and that flavor is a bit sherbety, and it's great. You know, I'm not going to put my hand on a Bible and say they are different flavors. I'll get some later today and we'll figure this out. It is my solemn duty to present you with this disgraceful list of flavors from American Smarties. Orange cream, pineapple, cherry, strawberry, grape, orange. Right, first of all, you do not need two orange flavors. Especially when one is two unconnected words and not a flavor. Pineapple, I'd have to try it. Cherry, gimme, that's great in Pez. Bet it's the same here. Strawberry, okay. Grape, yes. A man such as yourself, so rejective of Americanization of our good sweeties and culture and such, should not be so in favor of the bastard import flavors of cherry and grape. We survived our whole childhoods without them, thank you very much. You might have, but they were why I loved Pez. Cherry is the greatest flavor. American pastels. Very cherry jelly bellies. Gobstoppers. In fact, I'm just realizing now that I apparently latched onto and considered excitingly exotic any sweet that had a cherry flavor. I just ate a cherry pastel IRL. Still eating it. You, sir, have fetishized cherry as foreign and mysterious instead of just worse red. I'm fetishizing it as we speak. I put in another Pez. Red is strawberry. Purple is blackcurrant. Yeah, and boring standard packs of things. Boo. Boring and standard, is it? Where is your pastel purity pontification now? What the fuck is a black currant? Better purple! Oh my god, if those had a third cherry flavor. I thought of another one. These beauties got a pack in the car right now, the perfect car sweets. Strawberries in there, but give me the cherry ones. See, the way you can tell cherry is a wrong one is because it doesn't even have a standardized color. Strawberries in this? Well, that's obviously red. Fuck, we've got to put cherry in too? Purple? Wait, fuck, what about black? And they're at the door. This is a concern, although cherries, strawberries, and blackcurrants are all distinctly different colors. I feel like we can reach an agreement. An agreement? In a world where the raspberry had to settle for being blue! I'll take one for the team here and allow the cherry flavor to be blue. Then I'd love it even more. Blue sweets and their cherry, God's greatest flavor, yes please. I like the compromise where cherry is red and strawberry is pink. That's especially good because then that awful artificial watermelon taste can't come. Well, those should be green anyway. And should replace lime in everything going forward. Jolly Ranchers, that's another one. God, I never realized all these were American. Green should be apple. Yes. Oh, yes, actually, sorry, it should be apple. I won't object to the removal of lime, it's just less good lemon, innit?
Listen to Sonic the Comet, the podcast, your fortnightly guide to that. What you just heard, that's what the podcast is about. And Sonic.